What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first episode of the Zomcast. Basically, this podcast is going to be mostly about YouTube culture and stuff like that. I mean, honestly, I'll be talking about pretty much everything, but YouTube mostly, because that's pretty much all I do. Anyways, I have a YouTube channel called ZomeTV, which y'all should check out. But basically, the only thing going on in YouTube right now, actually, there's a lot going on. YouTube's horrible right now. And honestly, it's a terrible place. But I'm sure most of y'all have heard about the whole, James Charles Tati situation. I'm going to talk about that mostly. But anyway, I'm going to give, a brief recap of, the whole entire thing. So basically, Tati made a video, attacking James Charles. So honestly, this is the first time I've really, I've heard all these names before, but, I don't wear makeup, I don't watch makeup YouTubers, I've never watched, a single video of any of these people, except for these, because I don't really know why, but YouTube drama is really fun. But anyway, so Tati made a video, honestly, it's 40 minutes long, which I kind of hate, because my attention span's really small, but anyway, I had to watch it, and basically, James Charles wanted to go to an event, I believe Coachella, and he wanted to go there. He needed money and tickets and everything, so he supported this brand called Sugar Bear and their vitamins and gave a shout out. And Tati has a rival vitamin company, apparently her vitamin company and the vitamin company that James supported were rival companies. So she got really mad. And she made her video, and she was talking about that and how he should have supported her. And then started talking about, Shane Dawson. Not Shane Dawson. I don't know why. He's coming up. Anyway, talked about James Charles being, a sexual predator, basically. And, trying to trick straight men into having sex with him. Which I really know how I feel about that. Because I feel like you can't really trick someone to having sex with you. But anyway, so, James Charles apparently did that, and she gave a lot of examples and everything. And then she made that video. James Charles lost 3 million subscribers, which actually fully supported, because I watched her video and I'm like, wow, he seems like a terrible guy. So I was really happy he lost 3 million subscribers. But I think yesterday James Charles posted his own video where he basically talked about how many times he supported Tati and her company. And then also, showed texts and everything between him and Tati about the people he apparently, sexually harassed and stuff. And apparently, all the stuff Tati was saying, not only was it all lies, but he had proof that she knew the real situation. And he also showed texts with the people he apparently harassed where, they weren't straight people. They were, bisexual or, gay or whatever. So it turned out it was, this huge lie, basically. Which I don't really want to call it a lie, because, I said, I don't know, these YouTubers except for this drama thing. So it's kind of, hard to really know if any of these people are actually good people. I feel like, with popularity and fame and everything, because James Charles was the most successful and popular, beauty guru, basically, that everything kind of, everybody wanted to surpass him. I think Jeffree Star was actually behind all this. Because, after Tati's video, he did a lot of stuff where he was, majorly against, even though him and James Charles were, apparently, best friends or whatever, he did a lot of stuff against James. Was talking, all this lies, basically, against James, that James showed texts and everything, disproving in his own video. And now everyone's kind of suffering because, Tati's losing subscribers, but she also gained, 5 million, so I think she'll be fine losing, 50,000. Jeffree Star, he didn't gain any subscribers from this, but he's losing subscribers dramatically right now after James released his video, and everyone's like, wow, Jeffree Star's kind of a horrible person. Which, honestly, if you've been on YouTube for more than, 5 minutes, you should have already known that already. But, yeah, apparently Jeffree Star's a horrible person. Now he's losing subscribers, which means from all this, everyone but Tati basically lost everything, which, not everything, they're still worth, that's the thing, all of these people are worth, millions upon millions, possibly even, hundreds of millions. I don't really think any of them should actually really care about this, because if I had that kind of money, I probably wouldn't be doing YouTube anymore. I'd be like, yo, it's time for me to retire. But anyway, all these people are, like, dramatically suffering from this. Apparently, do I think, like, Tati lied about everything in her video? I mean, she did lie, but I don't know. This is all, like, really confusing. I think the vitamin thing really, really hurt her feelings, which it probably would have hurt mine, too, if, like, my best friend or, like, apparently the Tati James thing, she's more like a mother-son thing. But, like, my best friend, you know, started supporting a company that I was directly rivaling against just for some tickets to Coachella, which, honestly, Coachella looks really fun, so I don't really know what I'd do. Like, I'd probably understand. But anyway, I'd probably be pretty, you know, upset about that. I'd be like, yo, you're supposed to be my best friend. Why don't you support, you know, my company? But the thing is, James apparently did support Tati's company, like, a lot. I don't know. I think she was just really mad about that. And I honestly think Jeffree Star kind of, like, texted her and, like, yo, let's ruin James. And, like, told her a bunch of, you know, lies about his stuff with other guys and everything. And it was kind of just ended up being, like, a horrible thing that happened. And I kind of feel bad for James Charles. Like I said, I hated James Charles before it was cool. Like, I've always not liked him. But I kind of feel bad for him. Like, he lost 3 million subscribers when apparently he's done nothing wrong. And that's like the major thing here. He hasn't done anything wrong. And he's lost 3 million subscribers. And, like, he's rapidly gaining his subscribers back now, like, after, you know, the dust has settled. But he was the most hated man probably in the world for, like, a week. And he's gaining subscribers back, but it's not like he's ever going to have, you know, what he had before all this started. It's not like he's going to get all his, like, brands and everything to start sponsoring him again and, you know, get help on, like, his videos. And, like, a lot of potential money has gone from him. But like I said, he's worth, you know, probably, like, hundreds of millions of dollars. So it probably doesn't really matter anyway. It's just, all this sounds, like, I can't help but feel bad for him, because if I lost 3 million subscribers, which isn't really popular, like, it's not really possible for me to do, but if I lost 3 million subscribers when I, you know, from where I stand and, like, from what I've heard and from, you know, all the evidence James Charles has, he's done nothing wrong but suffered so much for absolutely, you know, pretty much, except for, like, being kind of a bad friend, you know, that one time. But the thing is, he's been a great friend on most occasions. He's lost pretty much, like, he didn't deserve what happened to him. You know, just from all the evidence that both of them have given, it seems like James Charles really has not done anything wrong. Jeffree Star, on the other hand, who I'm pretty sure orchestrated all of this and has turned out to be a horrible person, which thing is, he's always been a horrible person. Like, we've always known, like, anyone who's been on YouTube for more than 5 minutes has known that Jeffree Star was a horrible person. But the thing about him is, he has Shane Dawson backing him up, who Shane Dawson's probably the most loved person on YouTube. That's not really, can't really argue about that. You can't really say anything bad about Shane Dawson. Even, like, you know, every time someone tries to cancel him or something, or, like, something comes out about him that, like, something he did was horrible, it's kind of just forgotten because he's Shane Dawson. He can pretty much, at this point, do whatever he wants. And he's friends with Jeffree Star. Like, he's done a series with Jeffree Star, and he's doing another series with Jeffree Star. So Jeffree Star is kind of, like, for a lot of people, Jeffree Star is kind of, like, protected, where people aren't really going to leave him just because, you know, they like Shane Dawson, and Shane Dawson likes him. Having Shane Dawson on your side is very powerful. But, like, through all this, and as someone who's not in the beauty community, doesn't, you know, watch any beauty videos, and only know these people, like, the only way I know these people at all is just from this drama, I have to say, after watching everyone's videos and after seeing all, like, the texts and everything, Jeffree Star is, like, a horrible person who I honestly believe all this was just to get James to lose, you know, a lot and, like be hated so Jeffree Star can become the most popular beauty guru. And the worst part about this for me, and like when I look at this, I think the worst thing that's happened from this is that while Jeffree Star, you know, is a monster, he did apparently all of this just to become most subscribed beauty YouTuber. The worst part about all this is that he was successful. He's now the most popular, like, beauty guru on YouTube. And I saw, like, a tweet on Twitter. It was kind of funny. It was somehow, like, you know, James Charles becoming second and, like, Jeffree Star becoming first, like, equivalent of, like, impeaching Donald Trump and having Mike Pence take over. It's like, you honestly, everyone should have known, like, Jeffree Star has, like, apparently always been, like, a racist and everything. But, you know, he did the video with Shane Dawson where he got his redemption. You know, it's kind of crazy how, like, you can be a horrible person and do horrible things for years, but you do, like, a few videos with Shane Dawson, and then everyone starts loving you again. Like, I'm trying to think of people right now who are, like, insanely hated. I mean, I guess it's not completely true. Jake Paul did 8 videos with Shane Dawson, and, you know, while he did gain a lot from that, it was kind of useless for him because everyone still hates him, and he didn't really, like, it didn't really do for him anything. Like, he didn't gain anything from it except for, like, a bunch of money. But his image wasn't changed. The series, for me, I hated it. Like, it didn't really accomplish anything except bring up drama from, like, a year ago and not really settle it. See, like, I don't know. It's just, it's all really, really sad that Jeffree Star, like, won. Like, he's the winner from this. Like, James Charles is coming back, and he probably will be the most popular again. But, you know, he was 2 million subscribers ahead. Now he's not going to be anymore. And it's very sad because, you know, we all know now, but it's kind of too late. Like, after a week of hating James Charles and, like, him being canceled, he's lost so much that it's really, I don't think he's going to recover from. Like, he is gaining subscribers again, but it takes a long time to gain 3 million subscribers. And I don't see that happening for James Charles anytime soon. Like, I think it's going to be a very long time before he gets back to where he was. And honestly, I think a lot of people are mad at Jeffree, but like I said, it's kind of too late. Like, the drama, like, if you're on YouTube and there's beef and it's, like, the most important thing in the world at the time, you, like, the drama's relevant for maybe, like, 3 days and then nobody really cares anymore. And I feel like with the James Charles situation, the majority of people don't really care anymore. Like, while Tati's video right now, it has like 45 million views. James Charles' video where he, you know, debunks everything she says with proof, it's probably not gonna reach that level. So, like, a lot of people that hate James Charles now that previously liked him probably aren't gonna come back. And a lot of people are mad about this drama to begin with. And view all 3 of these people as just, like, straight up cancer now because of the whole thing. And I really don't see what James Charles did wrong. And that's after watching all these videos. And, like, a lot of people still hate him from this. But I just can't figure out what he's done wrong when he's debunked everything. And the thing is, Tati knew all this thing. Like, yes, I think she was influenced by Jeffree. And, yeah, I think Jeffree gave her, like, really bad information, but, you know, she knew a lot of this stuff before. Like, she knew she was lying because of the text that, like I said, James, like, when he made his video, he showed text and everything confirming that what he was doing, like, was nothing like what Tati said. And Tati knew the truth, but she still lied anyway. So I feel like she's the wrong person this one, but she's kind of won from this, because even in the beauty community, like, I think she was really popular there. But people like James Charles and Jeffree Star, even if you don't watch their videos, even if you don't care about, like, the beauty community, you know who they are. Like, you know their name. Tati is someone who I did not know who she was or her name or anything about her until this drama happened. And now everyone knows her name. Everyone was on her side for weeks. And she's gained 5 million subscribers from all this. And I don't see that going away. And I don't see her level of popularity going away. Like, she probably will lose some, but I don't know. She benefited a lot from this too. Like, everyone benefited except for James, when in reality, from what it appears, James did nothing wrong, and it was Tati and Jeffrey who were lying and, like, manipulating people. And they have won dramatically from all this. But it's also another, like, that's kind of the story. That's kind of, like, what happened. And that's kind of, like, my take on everything that happened. But I kind of want to get into this theory, like, that's been going around YouTube and everywhere, that all this was actually orchestrated by Shane Dawson for his new series. Because he is doing a series on Jeffree Star again and about makeup and everything, the makeup community. And I guarantee that in this series, James Charles, Tati, and Jeffree Star will all sit down and Shane will be like the moderator and try to redeem all of them. Which, I know that sounds very bad for Shane. Like, it makes him look kind of bad. And I don't have any hate towards Shane. I honestly don't know this. This is just what I think. Because, honestly, if I was making a documentary, this would be some good stuff. Like, this stuff a lot of people would watch. And, like, his views after this would be, like, like, it would go insanely up. And while I hope this isn't true, because if it is, it makes Shane look really bad. And it honestly makes me lose so much respect for Shane. But this is just a theory that's going on. And do I think it's true? I don't. But I gotta say, it makes a lot of sense for, like, why all this happened. Because it's weird to me why Tati would randomly, you know, turn on James. Like, I get the vitamins and everything. I just don't think, you know, I don't think that's that big of a deal. I do think there was, like, you know, motive and everything. But I just don't understand why she'd do this unless, like, someone like Shane had a plan or whatever. But no, honestly, I feel really bad for James. And that's what I'm taking away from this. Like, obviously, I don't watch their videos. And after this whole thing, like, with the drama dies down and the whole internet's kind of forgotten about it, I will too, to be honest. I'll forget about it. And hopefully, I'll never hear their names again. But if I did like makeup, I'd probably subscribe to James after this. But the reason I'm not subscribing now is just because I would never watch his videos. Not that they're not good, I'm sure they are. It's just that's not really my type of content on YouTube. Like, that's not what I like to watch. I do want to mention that when all this was going down, everyone hated James Charles and believed Tati and thought James like a sexual predator and like a horrible person. PewDiePie was the only person who was like, hey, I don't really understand the big deal. I don't really think James did anything wrong here. And honestly, when I watched PewDiePie's video on it, I was Team Tati. So I was like, this is horrible. Like, PewDiePie is so wrong. And I don't like calling PewDiePie wrong. Because I always subscribe to PewDiePie. But he ended up being right. And it's like, a few other YouTube channels, after a while of hating James, before even James released a video, were like, hey, you know, I've looked into this. I don't think James is really wrong here. But, you know, the damage has already been done. And it's like, to me, it looks like it's going to be irreparable damage. Like, damage they're never going to recover from. But once again, all these people are worth, like, millions upon millions of dollars. So I have a very, very hard time feeling bad for any of these people. Like, when you're worth that much money, you'll be fine. Like, if the world hates you, like, if the whole world hated me, but I was worth, like, $100 million, I'm gonna say I'd have a lot of money to fall back on. And yeah, it would suck being hated by everybody, but I think I'd be fine. I think I could cope with all this. But that's just me. But also, you know, James Charles is like 19. I have no idea how old Jeffree Star is. And I don't know how old Tati is, but I'm pretty sure she's like 20 or 30, something like that. Like, she's a lot older than James Charles. And Jeffree's also a lot older than James Charles. But being 19, which is actually how old I am right now, like, I'm 19. You know, where I'm at right now, even if I had $100 million, it would hurt me a lot knowing that the whole world hated me, especially if I knew the world, like, if I knew I didn't do any of these things everyone hated me for. Like, think about that for a second. Like, if you're there being hated by everyone on the planet when you know that you didn't actually do any of the things you're accused of except for be a kind of a bad friend and promoting a different vitamin brand, which honestly don't think was that big of a deal. Like, I think Tati had the right to be mad. I think it would have been better if she would have handled it, you know, in private, like, with James directly, and, like, they talked it out and worked on it, which is what, you know, we do now. Like, if we're mad at our friends, we, you know, talk to them, we work it out, or sometimes we don't, and we end the friendship, and that's the end of it. We don't publicly humiliate them in front of everyone. To me, this is kind of like one of those people, because, like, when I was in, like, high school, and right now I'm in college, but, you know, when you're in high school, mm-hmm. and, like, these two people are having drama with each other, and, like, you know, that's between them. Like, you'd think they text each other, but instead they start putting on a Snapchat story, which honestly I see all the time. But, like, they start putting on their Snapchat story and, like, publicly, you know, they're making this public, like, with their people they know. And it's like, when I'm on Snapchat and I look at someone's posts and they're like, this person did this to me, I'm like, that's kind of sad that you're putting this out there for us to see, because honestly I don't care, like, what you're going through. Like, that sounds mean. I don't care if you have problems with this person. Like, this doesn't involve me. Work this out yourself. And Tati could have done that. She could have worked this out on her own. She could have, like, texted James, which, according to James's video, which I honestly believe because he, like, provided messages and everything, he texted Tati countless times over, like, days before she made the video, and, like, was apologizing, asking if they could, like, talk and, like, try to work this out, asking if, like, he could do anything. And Tati never responded, which, you know, I understand. If I'm really mad at a friend, and, like, they hurt me really bad, I don't talk, like, if, and they start texting me, like, apologies and everything, I probably wouldn't answer for a while, just because I'd be working out what happened. Like, I'd be trying to cope with what happened, and, you know, that's how I handle things. Like, I don't, you know, and when I, in the moment, I'm a very emotional person. And in the moment, I'll say things I very much regret. So I usually wait. You know, if I'm really mad at someone, I wait, like, a few days and then text them. And then I'd work it out. Like, once I've calmed down and, like, processed the situation, which I think is what she should have done. But, you know, she didn't reply, which is fine. But making a public video, completely destroying someone who, like, you yourself call a son figure, especially with, like, saying stuff happened that didn't, it's kind of mean to do, and it's kind of hard to support her after that. So since I'm never gonna watch any of their videos, I'm never gonna subscribe. Like I said, after, you know, this whole drama ends, I'll probably, you know, be done with them, pretend it never happened. But I really hope that this gets better, that James gets back what he had, that Jeffrey loses so much and never recovers. And I have mixed feelings about Tati. I don't really know what was going on with her, to understand being very mad and lashing out. I feel like, you know, if I had, you know, a really popular YouTube channel and everything, maybe I would do the same. Like, I can't honestly say I'd be better about this, but she's also, like, 30, I believe. And she should have known better. She should have just waited and should have worked out herself. And she shouldn't have lied. Anyway, that's my, you know, opinion on this. Like, there's some other things going on YouTube that I'll probably save for a different podcast. I gotta talk about, you know, Trisha Paytas is a YouTuber who's done something horrible to someone else, and she has not gotten the repercussions that I think she deserves. And if anyone should be canceled, it's her. I'm gonna probably get into this more on a different podcast, but real quick, she completely ghosted someone who flew, you know, on a plane, brought gifts, so they're planning on, like, meeting up after he did something so sweet for her, and she then trashed him for years after that, and ghosted him and everything when he did nothing wrong. And if anyone deserves to be canceled, besides Jeffrey and possibly Tati, I honestly don't know how I feel about her right now, but if anyone deserves to be canceled, it's Trisha Paytas. It's just, what she did is really sad. Anyway, that's pretty much my first podcast episode. I don't really know what you're listening to this on, but whatever you're listening, please subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, I have no idea how you're doing that, because I didn't put this on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, someone else did, or possibly I went back and put it on YouTube anyway, even after I specifically am saying right here that I didn't. But yeah, you know, subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts. Follow me around. This is my first episode. I'll get way better at this. You know, let me know how I did. But yeah, it's been great talking to y'all. I'll see y'all pretty soon. I kind of want to do this weekly, you know, maybe like every Sunday, possibly every Wednesday. You know, today's Sunday. I'll probably post this today. But yeah, follow me, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Anyway, I will see y'all. Actually, I won't see y'all. I can't even look at you right now. I will talk to y'all later. Anyway, bye.